Welcome to episode 327 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton alongside Dan Reamer.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but it's today.
It's today, but it's yesterday.
Right.
When you're listening to this, it's yesterday.
Producer Gerald making it happen, laying the eggs behind the glass this morning.
Oh, he even made himself his own little sign. Look at that. Podcast producer.
Ooh, he's got a, is that Casper?
That's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Look at that. That plays into why you weren't here, Gerald. Did you do that on purpose?
He looks like Casper, the anatomy of Casper there is a little creepy. He's too smooth.
Well, it was almost like he was trying to like look sexy for the camera.
He's like a baby though.
I mean, see how he's like got his hand on his hip and...
Yeah, and he's presenting his body with the other hand.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Weird.
It is Easter. Merry Easter.
Merry Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
You should eat candy, chocolate, the Reese's egg.
The Reese's egg you should definitely eat. You should also... This is the only day where it is allowed to partake in that awful hollow candy, that hollow chocolate bunny that does not taste good at all.
You always hear people complain that they're hollow, but I'm like, if it was solid, that'd be too much chocolate.
Now, hollow never bothered me. I actually prefer hollow. I like that crap chocolate.
Yeah, that is crap chocolate, though. If you've ever had good chocolate, that's unacceptable.
It is, yes, but...
But it's okay as what it is.
Every now and then, I like to slum it, and I choose Easter.
Man, look at all these rabbits with eggs around. I'm like, what am I doing?
So weird. What is this? It's happening right now.
I'll tell you something else. He's got a bunch of pictures of like rabbit costume people. Uh-huh. Something about rabbit costumes are real creepy to me.
Well, because it's no different than a clown, really. I mean, clowns are creepy. Easter bunnies are creepy.
What's that one doing with the... That one's a furry for sure.
But why isn't... Have you ever seen... I saw this old picture from like the early 1900s of these kids sitting with the Easter bunny, and that Easter bunny looked creepy as fuck.
I like this. George. I think I like... That's like a cartoon representation of it. Like, that one wasn't trying to look real, and I'm okay with that.
The ones that try to look like real bunnies you don't like?
Yeah, they freak me out. Yeah, like that? That's creepy. If you were driving down an old, like, side road, and you just saw that standing beside the road...
Oh.
All right, that guy's a pedophile.
Something up with that guy. Yeah. Easter costumes.
How do you feel about an Easter bunny that's, like ripped, like six-pack? Do you like a muscly Easter bunny?
I don't have preferences as far as my Easter bunnies go.
You like a dad bod Easter bunny?
Honestly. A dad bod wouldn't be ripped, would it?
No. I'm just trying to find where you land on this.
I don't land anywhere. I don't have an opinion on how, on what my, Easter bunny, what type of body they should have.
Look at that. Jacked rabbit. That's pretty good.
Jacked rabbit. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see what they did there? He's like a free weights here, or whatever those are called.
Those are free weights. Look at you.
I didn't know what they were called. I just took a shot in the dark.
You'd think you've been to a gym before.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I just took a shot. Man. Rabbit. There's a lot of rabbits out there.
A lot of rabbit pics.
We have wild hair around here. But people keep them as pets, too, and I don't know what you do with them.
With a bunny or a wild hare?
Bunny.
I mean, bunnies are just cages. You can actually... I do know people I've heard that have trained them not to do anything magnificent, but
I like that. Those chocolate bunnies right there,
those ripped chocolate bunnies,
those look like Ryan Reynolds and Blade chocolate bunnies. They have a Speedo on too.
They are wearing a Speedo.
Mm-hmm. That's a good looking bunny rabbit. This is our Easter spectacular. It's going to be just like every other show because I don't know what that means. But maybe we'll slip in some egg references as we go.
Yes, maybe we'll make some pertinent egg samples.
Yeah. Yeah, that was rough to force that in right away, but I'll let it slide.
I wanted to get my one out of the way.
Look at that Dom dude right there.
That is, yep, that is,
What's he got on his side there? What is that, his nunchucks?
No, I believe those are dildos.
Oh, those are sideways rocket ships. Oh, yeah, they are for sure, huh? I don't know. Those look kind of like a nightstick. It's got a handle.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It does. You're right. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, it's a carrot.
It's not a carrot.
Yeah, those are carrots. Look at the stems off of them.
Those are not carrots.
Those are carrots. Now, they may be used for things other than rabbit feed.
Oh, they are carrots.
Those,
yeah.
Yeah, those are carrots.
They're in a holster. Huh.
That picture almost goes a little too low, too.
Those are something else.
You see those hip bones? Yeah, that's a little...
Yeah. Yeah, those are no longer carrots.
Yeah, he's got that dick root. All right.
Yeah.
His egg's really out of that picture, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Yeah. Google's got the little egg bouncing.
Oh, that's so cute.
They should have made the O's eggs.
Oh, they could have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's jump into some video games. There's a fair amount of news, and we'll try to keep this Eggtacular special relatively short. I played some the Dreams Alpha Beta, whatever this is called, Early Access. Whatever Dreams is in right now.
The Dreams Alpha Beta, I love it.
Whatever this thing is. The creation mode of Dreams, Media Molecules Dreams for the PS4 is out. And I've been poking around in there. Now, I want to say a couple things. The tutorials are long with a lot of talking, very little Big Planet. They are charming in the way that they're set up and recorded, and the puzzles and everything are laid out during the tutorials. It really reminds me of Little Big Planet, but there's a lot of them and they are very long. A typical tutorial is like 5 steps, and each step has like 4 to 5 parts inside of it. They're, I would say, anywhere from 1.5 to 3-4 minutes long, each one of them. So there is a lot going on there, but you can also play user-created levels at this point. There are no Media Molecule levels in, but you can play the user-created stuff, and you can create yourself. And I've played some really cool levels. There is some stuff in here that really is blowing my mind.
Good.
Like, you could make a game that looks every bit as good as anything that's on the store right now.
Right.
And you can do it all within Dreams. There's a awesome... I mean, so nothing in here is new. It's new in the way that they've put it all together with a controller interface.
Got it.
So, you know, the music editor is great. The sculpting tools are awesome. The animation stuff is really makes sense. And the way you put everything together is great. It makes sense for a controller. Now, I will say, Gerald's flipping through pictures there. You see that look right there?
Yeah.
That's kind of the look of Dreams.
Okay.
Everything's kind of...
dreamy?
Dreamy. So I think where the real work comes in is I've seen several things that aren't dreamy. I think that's where the time and energy is really going to go.
Okay.
If you want to make something that looks like what he just showed us, that's pretty simple.
Gotcha.
Like, there's a paintbrush tool that kind of throws down that grassy looking stuff, and... you can make a vibe that looks like that pretty easy. Anything like that right there, any kind of like nature scene. But some of the stuff I played is, you're like inside of a building, and I think that's much harder. I caught a yawn.
It was a yawn.
Yeah, I think, but I'm excited about digging into more of it. I've played, there's Mario clones up. I played a Cuphead clone. So people are already starting to copy stuff that already exists.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your own voice acting, so I expect to hear a lot more people shouting "Dick" soon. I don't know what level of checks and balances they have for catching that kind of stuff. But it seems like with everyone creating and them having to check everything you make for voiceover and also for any hand-drawn dicks that you put in, it seems like it would be quite the task. See, so look at that. That's something totally different. That's a look that would take a long time.
Yeah, that looks cool.
I mean, I've played a first-person shooter that was... it's something you could probably put on the store and charge 99 cents for.
And you can charge for games that you make out of this?
Not yet. I don't know that you'll be able to, okay. But no.
I do have a question for you about Dreams. I know recently you've said that, you know, you have less and less time, it seems, to play games. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to invest the time into this that you want to create the levels that you want to create?
Yeah, because I think you can do it in bite-sized play sessions. I think the hardest part of all of this is going to be getting through the tutorials.
Okay.
Once I'm through the tutorials and building kind of makes sense to me, I think I can start working on something, work on it for an hour, 2 hours, and then just leave off there and jump back in and continue where I left off.
Okay. Is it going to take away from your other gaming experiences, though?
Maybe, but I really want to make something, so I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You know, I don't know that it'll have to. So that's a tutorial level right there. I don't know that it'll have to, but we'll see. Now, I will say one thing that takes some getting used to is all of your movement is, because you need your sticks for everything else, mm-hmm. all of your movement is on motion. So
six axis?
Yes. Or okay. move controllers, either one.
Okay.
So it does take a little getting used to when it comes to manipulating objects. There's a nudge mode where you can be more precise, but there's definitely, that's something that my mind hasn't fully adjusted to yet. Especially, Easter yawn.
Oh, a lot of that going on today.
Yeah. Yeah, I blame you for that one. They couldn't see you, but you instigated that yawn.
They couldn't hear me either.
I'm excited about Dreams. I haven't gotten used to the movement yet. I haven't started really building yet. Some amazing things are going to come out of Dreams. You know, it's not just games. There are also people are doing TV shows and movies. And there's tons of stuff that's just art, where people make art. They make sculptures.
Right.
Crazy shit's going to come out of this. So I'm very excited. I think it's like $39 for the alpha beta mail that you can.
So how much time have you spent with it so far?
I'm going to say like 4 hours.
4 hours. Does it feel like a natural progression from the Little Big Planet games, or does it feel like a major step above?
It's hard to really know because I haven't started building yet, but to me, a lot of it makes sense because of that.
Okay.
You know, like we're going through the grouping and ungrouping and like, you know, the logic and stuff like that. A lot of that is very like, born from a Little Big Planet place.
Okay.
So if you didn't play Little Big Planet, it might be a little overwhelming.
But you kind of knew what you were in for.
Yeah, this is exactly what I expected.
Okay.
You know, Little Big Planet was super complicated when you started.
Right.
It has the same kind of pop-up menu. It doesn't pop up around your imp, which is what you play as, but it pops up top, and you point to it with your imp. The cool thing it does is if you ever highlight over something, all of the button options pop up right over your imp so you can see what you could do with that thing.
Okay.
So it'll say like copy is L1 then R2 and move is R2 and resize is R2 up or down or X up and down. Like everything highlights around. So if for whatever reason you're like, I don't remember how to do that, it's right there. It puts all your shortcuts right when you hover over something. So I do think that that makes life a little easier.
Very good.
I don't know. Is that like a lemon head as a person?
I don't know what that is. It's a person. Just some robot dude hanging out.
I don't know what that is either. It's really neat, though. And I'm super stoked to dive into more of that. Rocket League came out with Rocket Pass 3.
Mm-hmm.
The third Rocket Pass. They introduced challenges. Just playing through that, I did get my diamond rank finally. Not the rank, but I got my diamond level reward, which I never thought would happen.
Right.
So that was fun. A lot of people like the new car, the Guardian. Just a lot of people on last night. I think we were playing at 12:30, and there was 12,000 people in the triples playlist.
Wow.
Which is a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people. RLCS is in full swing as well.
Yeah, I haven't played it since the update.
Type in Rocket League Guardian and see if it'll show you that new one. It looks like the Nimbus for anyone that plays.
How do you feel about the challenges now that they've introduced those?
I have to see how it goes. They only show you week one. Right now, I find them to be annoying.
Well, yeah. That's kind of where I was at with them.
That's not it. There it is, the one with the three cars in the middle. Third row down. So that's level 1, level 25, and level 70.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. The challenges right now are like, you know, use the emotes, the team emotes 15 times, score 5 goals, 5 assists, or 5 saves, you know, on online matches. It don't have to be done in one match. Get 10 wins. They're all really simple stuff, nothing that gets in the way of the game, but I worry as they progress that they may start getting in the way of the game.
Like all of a sudden it's going to get to, you know, have
four. Well, if it's blow 10 people up, no one's going to be playing, everybody's going to be driving around trying to blow on both sides.
Have 4 assists in one game.
Yeah, so people won't, they won't want to score anymore because they'll be trying to force in those assists.
Force those assists, right.
Yeah, so that's the stuff I worry about if it starts to change the way the game is played.
Mm-hmm.
But the rewards for Rocket Pass are, I think most of those look pretty cool. There's some cool wheels, there's some cool boost trails. You know, very similar to the last two, but I'm excited about them. They have a whole new progression system, so the way you level up is totally different now.
Is it easier?
Because it is. Yeah, it's a little faster, I guess, because you do have the challenges. Okay, so playing and the challenges both move the bar forward.
Gotcha.
But the challenges are timed. So, like right now, there are 3 days left in week one challenges, and then they go away.
Okay.
You won't be able to do those if you don't do those within the time frame.
Unless they reintroduce them somewhere else down the line, obviously.
So they have all the weeks already planned out. There's, I think, 11 weeks, and they have all the weeks already planned out.
So do they have, so they just have weeklies, they don't have dailies.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
They still do the daily win bonus, but they don't have, or weekly win bonus, they call it.
Yeah, those still regenerate daily. There's not daily challenges. Right. They're strictly weekly.
Yeah. That's all I'll talk about Rocket League. I had some stuff to bring up later on about some of the changes they made I don't like, but I'll pair that with a news story.
Sure. Now we're probably going to talk about what I played, or should I say probably not talk much about it because it's still the Division 2. At this point, I played it 136 hours. I checked before I got on this time. I have not maxed out my gear score yet because I'm doing the combination of creating my build and max raising my gear score. So I am progressing a little slower than some would.
Are there any Easter Bunny costumes?
There are no Easter Bunny costumes. No. There's True Sons costumes. There's Outcast costumes. And there are, what's the other? Hyena costumes. They did a challenge for this month of getting 30 apparel cachet keys. And I completed mine the other day, as did friend of the show, Matt. We both completed it the other day. So, with a week to spare. So, we have all of those.
I saw they extended that out a little bit.
The apparel cachet? No. It still ends next week.
I read that they extended it out because the other thing isn't ready.
Well, they didn't extend the apparel thing out. The following week, you're going to be able to, I can't remember how it goes, but there's something about eventually you'll be able to get everything on randomized drops. But for
except
this month.
For the thing that you get for getting all 30.
Well, except for the thing that you get for getting all 30. But right now, when you get these keys, you automatically get one of these components that you don't already own. There's no randomization to it.
Maybe the thing I read was wrong. It said that they extended it out because they delayed the other thing, which people were excited about because people weren't finished. But maybe that thing is off.
They did delay the raid to sometime in May, which makes sense because they're still doing a few balancing issues here and there in the game. And there's if you pay any attention online, there are so many whiners on this game. PvP sucks. I go into the dark zone and no one's there for me to shoot in the face and take all their stuff. They're nerfing everything, and now I'm mad because the build that I copied directly from YouTube doesn't work as good anymore. It's just the typical crap that you get with this MMO online all the time games. So they're constantly making changes to the stuff so that no one build, you know, is everybody doesn't have the same build. They want people to play the way they want to play. And most of the people involved in this that I've come across are more into the PvE world than they are the PvP world, which is, you know, a lot. There's quite a few people that are upset about that. No one in there. I can't take their stuff because you're an asshole. No one wants to play with you.
I mean, I played Sea of Thieves. I know what that's like.
I mean, I get the PvP is a part of the game. That's fine. But there are literally people who just go in there to grief. Yeah. And that's not fun, so people don't go in there. So then all you've got in there is all the griefers.
It's no fun to kill them because they get, you know, they don't have anything because they're there to steal.
Right.
Yeah.
So, So they are constantly making balance changes and changing different things about it. And, of course, as always, those create bugs, and they're fixing bugs. And I have not run into anything super serious or game-breaking, or I think I had to restart one time when I got, like, stuck in a room or something. But other than that, I don't run into any problems, and I have a ball with this game. I love this game. Like, I haven't played Rocket League. I didn't play the Rocket Pass. Right now, I am all in on this game, and I am feel like it's going to stay that way for a while. I am literally logging in every day. Not necessarily playing for a significant amount of time, but I'm at least logging in and hitting all my control points to see what new loot is available.
Right. Now, is there anything coming out on the horizon that you think might pull you away?
You know, not really. There's nothing I can think of off the top of my head. This game, the Division 2, checks all the boxes that I look for in a game that's fun. This is a game that I do not have to play for a significant amount of time. It's a game that never ends, so you don't have to worry about trying to complete it.
Right.
I can get in and I can do something. They've got a number of different things you can do, whether it's a daily mission. You can play them on different difficulties. So, you know, it might take you 20 minutes. It might take you 50 minutes, depending on what difficulty you're playing on. You can just run around in the world for 20 minutes and go loot and grab stuff. Everything that is in the game is something that you need at some point to do something that you want to do. Whether that's a 10-minute activity of just wandering around looting stuff, or whether it's going in and playing a daily mission or doing a bounty or running a side mission. There's so many different things you can do that it fits all of your different time constraints that you might have or lack thereof. And that's what's great about the game, is that no matter what I do, no matter how much time I have, I can get in there and do some sort of progression.
Yeah. Yeah, people are loving it, so hopefully they support it, right? I'm sure they will. That's kind of their thing.
I really see a lot more good things than I do bad. The bad thing is pretty much trolls and griefers and people who don't want to play the game the way it's meant to be played. They want to play the game to be the asshole for everybody else.
Right. I get that. There's a bunch of VR stuff I'm excited about, but not a lot of traditional games on the horizon for me.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of good VR stuff coming out, but
yeah, VR is hopping right now.
Mm-hmm.
They just had the Falcon Age come out. They had the Ghost Giant come out. I want to play both of those, plus all the shit I've picked up. And then, of course, in May, like, everything comes out that's VR.
Right.
So, popular. Let's jump into the news. We got a little VR news here right up top. In a weird, strange turn of events, Sony's Mark Cerny, lead architect for the PS4 and what presumably will be the PS5, gave an interview about the PS5. Now, I'm reading that, and a lot of speculation, this interview happened because it was leaked to Wired.
Oh.
So Wired said, we're going to run with this, and they said, let's just do it our way, and we'll give you the real access, because it's a weird place to announce it.
Yeah.
But and they're not calling it the PS5 yet, but it's I'm sure that's what it'll be called. But in the interview, Cerny did confirm the PlayStation 5 is partially based on the PS4 architecture, which means it is backwards compatible with the PS4. He also revealed that it is not all digital and nope. Will accept physical disc, which I think is important because there's a lot of talk about that. He also says the transition to PS4 to PS5 will be gentle.
Don't expect any super drastic changes from PS4 to PS5.
Numerous games will release on both PS4 and PS5 as a cross-generational type deal. So more of that, which they did with PS4. So we'll see on that. Housed in the console will be an AMD chip that has a CPU based on the third generation Ryzen. It'll have 8 cores of 7-nanometer Zen 2 microchip, whatever that means. It will support 8K, but of course, no one has 8K right now.
Nope.
I would be satisfied if they could get 4K at 60 running, because they didn't do that for the PS4. But whatever. The graphics will be driven by a custom version of Radeon's Navilon. The graphics chip will support ray tracing, something that has started to become popular in movies and video games. Although it is traditionally used for lighting, Cerny is really focusing in on using it for audio.
Audio.
A lot of this interview is about, he's apparently very excited about audio.
Yes.
They are talking 3D audio. They're talking ray tracing audio. Basically, the way I understand it, and I don't know a lot about audio, is that I think all 3D audio at this point is faked.
Right.
It's telling it what it is. Ray tracing would be a way for it to actually happen.
Yep.
And this will be interesting.
This will be interesting for VR. Of course, that automatically brought up the question of what about VR? He didn't want to go in. Mark didn't go too much into the strategy, but the current console will work with the new system.
Yeah. New VR, but the current VR will work.
Yep.
And he says that VR is very important to their
very
strategy.
Important.
We like the VR.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other key things that he spent a lot of time talking on, which is apparently seems to be the second thing they're focusing on besides sound, which is load times.
Solid state drive.
It will have a solid state drive. They did not say what size, but I guess the most, to me, so the problem that consoles always have because their development cycle is so long is by the time they come out, they're outdated.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about this SSD that they're talking about is that it doesn't exist anywhere else right now.
Right.
So the way that this SSD works is will be brand new to this. And it doesn't mean that by the time this comes out, it won't have hit market everywhere else. But it seems like they're trying to stay ahead of the game. They did show off Spider-Man. So anyone who's played Spider-Man, the when you fast travel, it shows a little subway scene.
Yep.
So on a PS4 Pro, that takes 15 seconds. On a PS5 dev kit, it took 0.8 seconds.
A lot quicker load times.
So a lot of the chatter that's going on, the rumors, the behind the scenes, is that their goal with the PS5 is to eliminate all load times.
Load times.
So it will be very interesting. Now, something I immediately have a problem with is SSDs are very expensive.
Right. What's this going to do to the price of the system?
The console can't be more than $500. SSDs are very expensive, and especially when you start jumping up terabytes.
Right.
So I have to wonder what it's going to cost and how much is tied up in the SSD. More than likely, if I had to guess right now, it's only going to be a 1 terabyte. And, you know, you have games now that are 150 gig.
Right.
So are you going to be able to keep, you know, 8 games on this thing, because games are going to be bigger, especially if you start adding in all this audio stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, are you a world where you have to constantly delete everything? And then if you plug in a hard drive that's not this fancy SSD, does that then bottleneck everything?
Yeah, there's some good stuff here, but we still have some serious questions that need to be answered before we come to a viable conclusion, which, of course, is the price. Worth it. All this stuff is going to affect the price. Obviously, it has to. That's how consumerism works. And is it going to price it right out of a competitive place to be? Now, I believe at some point in here, he did say that people are going to be pleasantly surprised by the price point or something, or it's comfortable. He said something along those lines.
I would dare say that Mark Cerny's comfortable and my comfortable are two different comfortables.
Exactly. That's the point I'm getting at. So we will. I obviously time will tell. We don't know when it's going to be officially announced. But some interesting stuff here if it can be pulled off at the right price point.
This is either coming from a leak and they felt forced to do it, or it's them trying to get in front of the fact that they won't be at E3.
Right.
And Xbox will presumably show off the next box at E3.
That's the thought, which I think we'll get to in a little bit here.
But it's questionable to me that if you should have come out with this stuff early. Like, a video that runs the day before might be nice because they couldn't have pivoted.
Right.
I mean, you've given Xbox enough time. If they weren't using an SSD, they could probably figure it out.
by E3.
Console's not coming out till next year. Yeah, you could say that it's going to have an SSD and just figure it out.
Yeah.
Without going into it. A lot of people are also assuming that the PS4 one is going to be some sort of hybrid drive. A lot of chatter about the SSD. People seem to know everything without having any information.
Yeah. Well, that's how everything works.
So, I don't know. I didn't expect PS5 talk. Not surprised it's backwards compatible. I still think there's a world in which it might be backwards compatible with everything via this patent that they had, which was also a Cerny patent.
Yeah.
Mark Cerny's a cool guy. He's creepy as hell, and I like him.
He knows his shit. He does know his shit.
Yep. I mean, he also came out and said, we fucked up with the PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do that right. Yep. They've been pretty open that they messed up with the way that PSN works in your name. You know, so he also looks a little bit like young Dana Carvey, if you squint.
Nope.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nope, not at all. A little bit.
From 100 feet. With glasses on.
Don't see it.
Yeah, right there.
That does not look like Dana Carvey at all.
Yeah, a little bit. So, yeah, interesting. Interesting to see what happens here.
Does anything here excite you?
The SSD is great.
It's a new console.
SSD is great. Really excited about that the current VR will work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I hope that that's not the only VR you get.
Still need that wireless one.
Yeah, I don't see them doing that, but I do want a PSVR 2.0. And then, of course, same questions. Do move controllers work? Do cameras work?
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. But yeah, this it's cool when people start talking about new consoles.
Does anything in here scare you?
Looks just like him. No.
No?
No. I think load times is a smart focus because I don't think that's what Xbox is going to be doing.
I don't either. They're going to be trying to upgrade their graphics or their systems. Yeah.
I think load times is a neat thing to tackle. I think the audio stuff sounds cool. I don't know if it was in this article or somewhere else that I read that he basically points out that like a lot of people play with headphones now. And next generation, he wants everyone to play with headphones.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really appreciate what goes into making video games if you're using the TV for sound.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. The only thing that really worries me is that what these things are going to do to the price.
I think it's got to be less than $500.
I do too, but.
Look at those. Those are the same guy.
They're not the same guy.
Yeah, you can't tell me they don't look alike.
I can tell you. I am telling you.
You're absolutely incorrect. They look like brothers.
They don't look like brothers.
Let us know. Man, producer Gerald's got a sweet pick out right now where you can see how much they look like brothers. They even kind of have the same smile.
They don't have the same smile.
If he parted his hair more in the middle, you don't see a resemblance right there.
I guess there's a slight resemblance.
Golly, they look like twins.
To me, it just looks like they don't look like twins.
They look like twins. I wouldn't be able to tell the difference if they were in the same room.
I would.
Golly, they look like twinsies. Yeah, next. PS5.
Yeah. Next up, what do we got next?
So, Naughty Dog, a lot of people are excited because Naughty Dog tweeted a picture. Neil Druckmann did for Naughty Dog on The Last of Us 2. But I will say that, to me, this means more than just what people are like, yay, Naughty Dog's going to release Last of Us 2 really soon. But I think it maybe says the opposite.
Yeah, there's still a lot of work to do after you're done filming the scenes.
Yeah, so he tweeted a picture of the script and said, we just shot this scene, and it says fade to black at the end.
Because Troy Baker also tweeted out a picture of him and Ashley... What's her name?
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think either.
I can picture
Ashley Johnson.
Ashley Johnson. Of them all mo-capped up. They said it was a sad day on set. They just finished their filming. There's a lot of work to do after you finish filming people in mocap. You then have to transform those images into the proper character and then put them in the game.
Yeah, I think the week before, Laura Bailey tweeted out, or Neil did, that he just finished the mocap session with Lauren.
Yeah.
Laura. So that if they just finished mocap, I don't know if that game even comes out this year.
Mm-mm. No, it's not going to be out. It can't be out 2019, I don't think.
And then you start to say, what on earth is coming out this year?
Yeah.
And why on earth did Sony release Dreams, the Dreams beta
early access
a week before Days Gone?
Yeah.
Like, what is that about?
I mean, Days Gone had to come out and Dreams had to come out. And they are two different games targeted to different demographics.
Yeah, but what do you have the fall? It's not about playing one or the other. It's like, what do you have in the fall?
No, and I see that point. I do. I see that.
The medieval remake?
But those two had to come out.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I don't understand what their fall lineup looks like unless they have something unannounced that is closer than I think.
Yeah,
Ghost of Tsushima is not ready.
No, the only two things I can think of that now I don't believe are ready are Death Stranding and Last of Us 2. But
Death Stranding is 100% going to be one of those PS4, PS5 games.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And I'll say that Dreams will also make its way to the PS5.
It will. And I think Last of Us 2 is going to be one of those.
Yep. It would appear that Guerrilla is working on the next Horizon as well as a Killzone title.
Yes.
They're hiring for a multiplayer specialist or whatever for existing IP of a highly popular multiplayer game. So
I would imagine that it sounds like Killzone.
Yeah, it sounds like Killzone's coming back, and I could see Killzone being a PS5 launch game.
That's pretty consistent with what Sony does, is they release a Killzone for every...
They want a big hitter.
Console. New console.
They need a big hitter right off the rip.
Yeah, they do.
We'll see. Hope they make good choices.
I mean, if Death Stranding is PS4, PS5, date and day, that's going to do amazing things for it.
Now, they can't rely on Xbox fucking it up again.
No, they have to take steps to move forward, because Xbox, and they've got to notice that Xbox is really making smarter moves.
Yeah, the likelihood that Xbox messes up again, I would say, is pretty slim.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to play a little more ball. It's easier. You're way in the lead.
Yep.
But you can't just rest. So be interesting to see. I will say maybe this is sort of a misstep to me. The Xbox One SAT edition, the Xbox One S all digital edition, was officially revealed. It's coming out May 7th, but it'll be $250.
That's too much.
You can find right now Xbox One S bundles with games for $250.
Yep, the only way this was ever going to work for me, and I think for anyone else, is if it was under $200.
The other thing that's really odd is it's not a new form factor.
No.
It is just the One S without the slit.
Without the, yep.
And I don't like that idea either.
I think they really needed to make sure that this looked different.
Even if you were going to keep that form factor, you make it like funky colors, like you make one orange and purple and blue. Like, you want it to easily glance at that and know what it is.
People are not going to be able to tell the difference. And when they bring home the wrong one, they're going to be pissed off.
It's just identical without the slit.
With no slit.
Yeah, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the, yeah.
Yeah, mistakes were made.
Yeah.
That price point is too high.
They did release some weird comments about how its price will be always tied to the other one. So that if the other one takes a $50 price cut, it'll take a $50 price cut. Because the actual MSRP of the Xbox One S is $300. The problem is that everybody has bundles for $250 because they're sitting on stock.
Right.
So this is a weird thing, man. It does come bundled with three games.
It's got Forza.
Forza, Horizon 3, Sea of Thieves, and Minecraft.
Yeah.
Which also, fun factor, all part of Xbox Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Which they're, you know, so it would make sense.
Me personally, if this thing was going to make any kind of dent in anything, the idea is cool. I get the idea. I like the idea. But it had to come in at my ideal price point would be $179.99.
Yeah.
Across the board.
I still think it would have been a freaking awesome if they could have come out at $100 or something, $150.
Well, yeah. Everything would be awesome if it was way cheaper.
But I mean, I think that's how you sell these. Like, you had to be cheap. The problem is a disk drive doesn't cost anything.
Right. Like, exactly.
And how much money do you save not putting a slit in the plastic? Like, I don't think there were savings in what they took out. This is to force that all digital future that they want a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about this. It also comes with a special offer for Game Pass. They don't say what that is beyond the special offer. But I assume it will be a discounted price for Game Pass.
Well, I think that for rolling into our next story, I think it's probably going to offer 3 free months of whatever this new bundle is going to be called. Xbox Live Gold and Game Pass. For those of you who don't know.
It's called the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate.
Yeah, but they're going to be bundled together at a lower price. So you'll be able to get both of them for, what, $15.99, I think, or $15 a month?
It's $15, but I will say, if you catch either on a sale, this is not necessarily cheaper.
Right.
This is a more convenient way to do it, though, because they're all tied to one subscription.
It's all tied in one subscription.
But I'm seeing a lot of people who are like, cheaper, not really. Like, Game Pass and or Live, one of the two is always on sale through a retailer or through Microsoft itself.
Yes.
So, I don't know if this will actually be cheaper, but this is a better way to do it. It should be this way.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised also if you see this is to kind of get people geared up for the next generation. New console comes out. They're probably going to do away with Gold and Game Pass by itself, and you'll only be able to purchase this bundle, would be my guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to have the three different bundles out there. That doesn't make any sense. But you can't just make the switch in the middle of a console generation either. So it's probably a way to lead people into that. And then, hey, just to let you guys know on this date of 2021 when the new Xbox comes out, we're only going to be offering this.
Existing subscribers to Xbox Live and Game Pass can upgrade to the Game Pass Ultimate, or they can stay the way they are. New users have the ability to sign up the old way or sign up the new way. So they're not taking this away from anybody, but they are adding it. Game Pass is really cool, and you need Xbox Live for it. So
yep.
Do what you want.
Buy them both for MSRP $10 each, or get them both for $15.
Yeah. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate had a 3.0 update. Some of the major headlines are Joker from Persona 5 is now available as a DLC character, along with a brand new stage, as well as a dozen music tracks from the Persona series and a handful of Persona spirits. Additionally, an assortment of Persona and Sonic inspired me fighter costumes are available for purchase. The costumes run from 75 cents to the Joker fighter pack, which costs $6, and also includes. It is also included as part of the Smash Brothers Fight Pass that came out. They also have finally incorporated their stage editor, which a lot of people are excited about, the stage builder, which is free for everybody as part of this update. And then they did 9 million other tweaks and updates through the patch notes that we're not going to read here, but I want to let everybody know that Joker is available. A lot of people are excited about that.
I don't even know who he is or what he's from.
Yeah, I don't play Persona.
Me either. Now I know that there was the Smash Brothers update. Didn't they actually update the Switch this week too?
They did, and it's something people have been begging for forever. The main takeaway from this is you can now transfer save from Switch to Switch.
Nice. Way to go, yeah. Nintendo.
Yep. Long time coming.
Isn't today the anniversary of the release of Nintendo?
I don't know that.
Wasn't it released on 420?
No, I think the Labo was.
So it was yesterday. Labo was, yeah.
I don't think the Switch was.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, this is... there's some other stuff, but what's really key here is the ability to do to Switch.
They also prepped it for the VR mode for when the VR Labo comes out.
The Labo's already out. Came out the 12th.
Whatever. They did something with the VR mode. That's all I know.
Yeah, they did something with... They talked in depth about how Zelda will work.
Yes.
But yeah, you'll be able to transfer saves. I don't know what this process looks like yet, but that's a cool thing. Long time coming. Smash Bros. Is a great game. Zelda's a great game. And Labo's cool. So all things Nintendo are okay.
Doing good things, Nintendo. Making smart moves.
Here's a weird program that our friends at GameStop have introduced.
Friends, quotation marks.
And right now, this only works with one title, and I would be pissed if that was my title. But they have this new program that they've come out with. It's called a Guaranteed to Love It program, where you can purchase... Right now, you can purchase Days Gone. That's the title it works with as of this moment. And you have 48 hours to bring that game back for full credit.
In-store credit. You only get in-store credit, and you don't get the tax back.
So, you could play, in theory, if you had a couple days off, you could probably play all the way through Days Gone and take it back to GameStop and get your full credit.
Uh-huh.
Back, and it just costs you tax, which, you know, in most cases is $5-6.
$5-6.
So, the reason I don't like this if I'm Sony and Ben, because it's like, you feel like you need to offer a refund on our game.
Right.
It's not a good look because it's the only game it's available for. Like, hey, maybe we overpurchased on this.
Right.
So we're going to give people the ability to bring it back.
So this is going to be the perfect time to try out this new thing that we're thinking about and see how it works.
Yep. So it comes out the 26th. You have till the 28th to return it. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do anything else. You just buy it, play it, bring it back.
Hold on to your receipt.
And I've got to say, I think this is a smart idea.
It is.
Because here's a couple things. People are going to forget to return it within the 48 hours. So people are going to keep it because they like it more than they thought. And they're forcing you to buy something else from in-store either way.
If you bring it back. Yep.
They're also building up their used stock.
Either way. Either way, they have a way of purchasing from them. You have to purchase from them. No matter which route you take, you're buying from them. Something.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I think that this is probably a smart... I think this is probably a smart move, but this has me thinking, should I just play Days Gone for 2 days and see if I like it?
Right.
Like, should I just pick it up on the 26th and see if I like it, and if I don't, go back and I'll get something else? Like I said, there's all that VR stuff coming out in May. I could just keep it on store credit and pick that stuff up.
Right. Now, one thing they need to verify that I don't know about, that I have questions about, is how do I get that credit? Do I just get that as a return or as a store credit that I can use anytime, or is there a certain date I have to use it by?
I'm sure it's put on a gift card.
Yeah, it needs to be.
I'm sure it's put on a gift card. I do want to point out that it only works on the standard edition of Days Gone.
Yes. And it's probably only going forward, if they stay up with this, it's probably only going to work on standard editions of all the new games that come out.
I would think so.
So collector's editions, nope, you're not getting your $130 back.
Right, you're not getting your... You don't get to love your statue for 2 days.
You don't get to flip through the art book and free comic book and then take it back.
You don't get to break the spine on that, then return it. Yeah, so. loot boxes have been removed from two European countries on Rocket League. Those countries are Belgium and the Netherlands. In January, EA removed FIFA points from Belgium for the same reason. They are considered gambling, therefore they are illegal. Some countries have outlawed the practice, but it's far from settled across the board. New Zealand and France have both determined that loot boxes are not gambling, and investigations are still going on in the United States and Australia. So there's still no consistency here.
Right.
Here's what I have, you know, whatever, loot boxes are what they are. Here's the bone that I have with Rocket League. I told you earlier, I have an issue. So this last update, they added esports merchandise.
Yes.
Which is fine. It's fine. It's great. It's cool. You should be able to represent the teams that are part of RLCS. They're a big part of what Rocket League is.
But
it's a separate currency.
It's the only way you can get it is by buying it, right?
Yeah, but it's a separate currency.
Right.
So now you have to purchase Rocket League. And then above that, if you want these other things, you have to purchase keys to open crates, purchase the Rocket Pass to unlock things on the Rocket Pass, and now you have to purchase esports tokens, which can only be used for esports stuff.
Yeah.
So they have three different ways to pay for this game once you pay for this game.
Because who do you follow? Team Vitality?
No, so I liked G2 a lot.
Okay.
So Krenovi left G2 and went to Rogue, and G2 is now, Chicago is the new member of G2. So Chicago, Rizzo, and JNaps, I really like them.
Okay.
It's a smart team. NRG is amazing looking, and Cloud9 doesn't lose either. So those three teams are still all undefeated in North America. Dignitas is really good on EU, but I don't know. I think these are cool. Like, I like these. All right, I like the esports stuff. My problem is a separate currency. And then I read, oh, well, we're doing separate currency because this money's going to the esports stuff. It's like, yeah, but that's what you said about the keys.
Right.
So is that money now not going there? Where does that money go? You know, I just don't. I don't understand a whole separate currency. I don't like it. You're a microtransaction and the microtransactions.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you had to pull your fucking crates out of two countries and you're squeezing every inch out of everybody. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
All you had to do was charge keys for them. It's fine.
Yeah.
And now there's these weird, like, Microsoft-style points that are available where I have to spend $5 to get 600 points.
And what are you going to do with the 100 you have left over?
So you can buy stuff for 100. You can buy a banner. You can buy a set of wheels and a banner. That's $6 worth. Or $5 worth, I should say. I don't know. I don't have a problem with them selling them. I love that they fund the esports with these transactions, and their esports thing is a whole deal. They have studios and analysts and play-by-play. You know, it's a big deal. They do the college series, the rival series, and the championship series. So I love all that, but
why a separate currency?
You already had a currency. And the currency, the esports tokens are stuck, too. You can't trade them like you can keys. You can't trade any of the items either.
Hmm.
So it is, I don't know. I just don't like this. I am okay with loot boxes. Are they a form of gambling? Probably not for me. You know, they feel like buying a basketball cards or baseball cards or football cards.
Yeah. And here's where I get like confused and weirded out is, people say it's not gambling, or they say it is gambling. Well, it seems to me that the biggest answer that people come up with for that is, well, if you just post the odds. If you just post odds, then it won't matter. But by posting odds, don't you therefore make it gambling, whether it is or not?
Yeah.
Right? At that point, doesn't it become gambling, whether it was before or not?
Yeah.
Because that's what odds do.
The problem is that apparently every country has a separate definition of what gambling is.
Right.
But are buying My Little Pony blind grab bag keychains gambling?
Right. Or buying the, put all those little boxes of mini stuff.
Yeah, are those gambling? They kind of are if there's odds for getting something.
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to go back down this rabbit hole of talking about all that stuff, but they're removing it from two countries, and also there are more microtransactions in Rocket League. That's the main takeaway here.
Love me some microtransactions.
Yes.
I need as many as I can get in every game I play.
I want to talk some positive news from Ubisoft. Most people at this point know that the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught fire Monday. Of last week, and Ubisoft has pledged 500,000 euros to the restoration or the rehabilitation of that building, whatever you want to call it, the rebuilding of the structure, which is like roughly, I think, like $560,000. something like that.
Here's the fun part.
It's a lot of money.
Here's the really fun part of this, though. In Assassin's Creed Unity, Notre Dame was a central building in that game, and it was painstakingly recreated for the game. So now, the real cathedral that burned, maybe using Ubisoft game in order to track what it looked like before it burned.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
So
it's like the Animus for real.
The Verge reported that level artist Caroline Moussi, who knows, spent roughly 2 years modeling the cathedral, saying that 80% of her game and the work was on the landmark alone.
Right.
So it is a very detailed representation of the cathedral. There are also billions of pictures and sketches and drawings and paintings and reference material. Mm-hmm. This is a sad thing that it was old doesn't even sum up that.
Right.
And the spire collapsed and most of the roofing was burnt away. So it's good to see Ubisoft doing something good, and it's cool to see. And we talk about preservation of video games, but they preserve more than, you know, sometimes they're preserving more than just the game itself. So
yeah,
that's cool. And Ubisoft is also giving away Assassin's Creed Unity as part of this. Yep. Don't know if I have the dates here. Doesn't look like I put them on, but they're giving it away for till like the 26th or 27th on PC, so you can get Assassin's Creed Unity for free. There you go. April 25th. So it runs from April 17th to April 25th.
Yep.
It's cool. It's sad that that burnt.
Yeah, it is.
It's apparently an electrical fire is what I'm hearing.
I've been there, which is, it's really weird when something like that where you've been to happens. Because I remember being there, and I remember the beauty and how awestruck I was. And I was a 16-year-old kid at the time, so I didn't give a shit about that kind of thing.
Right.
But once I got there, it was a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
And you look at it, and you're like, holy shit, this building is...
It's stuff from the 13th century?
500 years old, 700 years old, whatever. This stuff is so old. Look at this. And it really does. When you're actually there, it really does hit, and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's old.
And then to hear that something like it, to watch something like this happen, it makes your heart sink a little bit.
You think about the things that building has seen and survived.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's crazy. So it was under restoration.
Yeah,
And that seems to be where people are. The initial investigation is leading to a electrical fire from that restoration.
Indeed.
So, is that a Lego kit?
Lego Notre Dame, I think so. Or is it the other one, the styrofoam?
Oh yeah, those 3D puzzles.
Yeah, whatever they are.
I can't see; it's too tiny. Yeah, that's not Legos for sure.
No.
That's a cool story. That's it for the news.
Love me some Ubisoft, man.
Yeah, doing cool things, being nice people.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Very cool. PS5, Rocket League.
Yeah.
Ubisoft. Nintendo. That's it for the news. Let's move on to shout-outs. Remember, if you want a shout-out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us at the $10 tier, and you get a shout-out each and every week. I have two shout-outs, both from the actual person.
All right.
So, it's kind of fun. Now, I received an email yesterday. We received an email yesterday on 420.
We did.
From Mr. Zach Wimbush.
What Mr. Zach Wimbush did is, first of all, he said something to us in code. I don't speak code, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what the zeros and ones mean. I'm not a robot or a computer.
Right. It's code. I know it's code, but I don't speak it. I don't speak AI, because...
I speak to AI. I don't speak AI.
Right. So the first thing he did is, I'm not going to run through all these here, but first he ran through the historical significance of the 420 date, meaning some things that happened on that date. So just to read off a couple, in 1914, the Ludlow Massacre took place when the Colorado National Guard opened fire on a tent colony of striking miners. Accounts vary, but about 20 strikers, women, and children were killed. In 1971, the Supreme Court unanimously upheld the use of busing to achieve racial desegregation in schools. Also on that date, NPR made its on-air debut with live coverage of the U.S. Senate hearing on the Vietnam War. In 1977, a little free speech one here, I like. In 1977, the U.S. Supreme Court in Woolley versus Maynard ruled 6-3 that car owners could refuse to display state mottos on license plates, such as New Hampshire's Live Free or Die. So you're allowed to make your own statement on your license plate. I like that. Let's see. In 1992, the Freddie Mercury tribute concert for AIDS awareness took place at London's Wembley Stadium. On that same date, comedian Benny Hill died in his Greater London flat at age 68. And lastly, in 2010, an explosion on the Deepwater Horizon oil platform, leased by BP, killed 11 workers and caused a blowout that began spewing an estimated 200 million gallons of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
That
was finally capped about 3 months later.
Those are fun 420 events, except for that last one's not so.
Well, none of them are fun. It's not fun when, like, 20 people get killed by the Colorado National Guard.
Yeah, that's not good. So all that, while you were talking, I looked up all that zeros and ones.
Uh-huh.
Those 47 digits or whatever, that just means hello.
Hello?
Yep.
I thought it might, but I didn't want to assume.
Well, it makes sense because it's like 0110001111, and then it's like, hey, at the end of that, it's Ryan, Dan, and producer Gerald. So hello would make sense at the beginning of that.
You know what? Props to Zach for fucking typing that out.
Yeah. He didn't just give us,
if he didn't know it.
Right. He didn't just give us events that are fun and not so fun. He also gave us release dates, popular release dates from 420 over the years.
Yes.
Which I thought was enjoyable. So 420 1990, we had Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon and the Blade of Light. That name is long.
Mm-hmm.
1996, we had Barbie Fashion Designer. 2004, we had Hitman Contracts. 2005, we had WWE WrestleMania 21. 2006, we had Mother 3. 2009, Dr. Mario Express. Deep cut there. 2010, Monster Hunter Tri. And 2015, Slow Down, Bull. I don't know what that is.
I don't know that one.
Can I get a picture from Slow Down, Bull?
Slow Down, Bull.
Can you get
their
that?
Producer Gerald.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, and this one was specifically for Ryan, he pointed out, on this day in 2018, Nintendo released Labo for Switch. That's where I got that from.
Yep, 420 is Labo Day. Also hearing some people out there calling it Labo. It's Labo.
There's people calling it Labo?
Yep. So, Labo.
It's not Labo.
I'll call it Labo. I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
It is not Labo.
Is this an app? Is this a game for the phone? Is this a mobile game?
It looks like a mobile game. Video game. Who's it made by?
Got a 6 out of 10 on IGN, it looks like.
It's made by Insomniac.
Slow Down, Bull. It's on Steam.
Huh.
I'll have to check that out. Let us know about Slow Down, Bull.
If you've played it before, yeah. What happened?
The iPad, which as I use for the show notes, took a spill. It knocked itself out of its case.
So thank you. We'll go back. Thank you, Zach, for the fun facts.
Yeah. Love you. You, sir, write amazing emails.
You do.
Once again.
Best emails I think I've ever gotten. Of course, most people just basically want me to buy their daughter from Russia or make my dick bigger, to be fair.
That one's doing a real service.
Which one?
The dick bigger.
The dick bigger one?
Yeah.
I don't know how many got a dick like mine.
It's still a service. Yeah, I didn't say it was a good service. It's a service, though.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's fair definitely enough. A service. So thank you, Zach. Our second shout out comes from our friend Thomas. And so last week I was talking about watching people play, I think, The Division.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes makes me think I would like it, but mostly I think I just like watching it.
Mm-hmm.
This Run Bull game's crazy. It's like paper craft.
Yeah, it's something. Collect the dots, it looks like.
Yeah.
And then is he pooping them out?
I mean, that's what happens.
Huh.
So he sent me a text and said he used to watch people play Star Citizen and want to play that game so bad. Wait, let me start over. And wanted to play so bad, and now that I can, it's just not as good as I thought it would be. So his shout out this week is actually for Star Citizen, though, which he says is buggy, frustrating piece of shit made of gold. And I knew you would appreciate that comment, Dan, because I think you've been there.
I have been there.
The game is so good, but so bad. Haters hate hard for the game. But can you actually name another game that's doing what Star Citizen is doing? The game is detailed on a level that most developers shy away from, having full functionality of ships, the first-person shooter aspect. The missions are kind of broken. When shit isn't bugging out, it's pretty badass. Imagine Sea of Thieves, but in space, and not cartoony, but a more serious and way more detailed with a play world and interactions. The only thing it needs right now is a TV for monitors on the ships where you can play YouTube videos. Sometimes warping can take a good 10 to 15 minutes to get across the solar system. During the warp time, you can walk around the ship, so it'd be cool to have YouTube pulled up so you could watch videos to pass the time. Star Citizen is crazy.
I've heard it's crazy.
It is crazy. The amount of money Star Citizen has raised is crazy. Can you get
I love his definition, his description, too, because I get that. I get that 100%.
Yeah, I knew you would relate to a steaming pile of shit made of gold or whatever he said.
Yeah.
I knew you would relate to that. Can I get a value for how much Star Citizen has raised, Gerald? Look how good it looks. It looks so good.
Please, producer Gerald.
I want to put a dollar amount on what Star Citizen has raised thus far. Again, he called it a buggy, frustrating piece of shit made of gold. So that's right up your alley. I think you might have said that thing to me before.
Probably something really similar. Raised over $250 million.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of money.
$250 million. For Star Citizen. They're the ones that sell that ship that costs like $250,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Shout out for them doing something that is very ambitious, but at some point you've got to shit or get off the pot. But I do agree with everything he's saying. They're tackling things that everyone else are afraid of. Mm-hmm. They also have a crazy budget. But their plans to make one game to rule them all is a lofty goal to tackle.
It's ambitious, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for sending in shout outs. Thank you for being awesome people. Also received a picture from Garrett this week from the show. Garrett Wade sent me a picture from little Bruce's first birthday. I think he also tweeted that at us.
Yes, I have that too.
Yeah, so check that out. I can't believe he's already that big.
One. He's a year old. That's been a year already?
Yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah, yeah. The little man had dinosaurs all around him. So very, very sweet picture.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Garrett. We appreciate that. And for everyone else who supports us on Patreon and who doesn't and just listens every week. We love each and every one of you. Not the same, but we love each and every one of you. You know, everybody has favorites.
That's what I've heard.
Parents have favorites. You have favorite pets.
I love everyone equally.
I hate that shit.
Ergo, not at all.
I really hate that shit. I hate ones like, I love everybody. That's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, no, it's...
No, you don't.
It's impossible to.
Three dogs, right? I love them all.
That's not how... Right, but you love one.
I love
the
them
most.
All very much, but there's one that I like less than the other two.
Right.
He's an asshole. But I don't love him less for it. But I wouldn't say I love them all the same. It's different.
It is different.
Yeah, so Gerald's gone deep down this Star Citizen hole.
Yeah, he can't get out of it now.
Man, if he ever started playing that, it would be over.
Who, him?
Yes, Gerald. You know how he goes. Full rabbit hole.
Yeah, no doubt.
You should get into Rocket League because it's turned into like a menu simulator when you look at all the different things going on up in there. The meta's pretty deep over there, too.
Gerald would love it.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's not free to play, though, so...
No, it's not.
There is that.
It was actually the first month it came out.
PlayStation Plus, yeah. It was on Game Pass, but they took it off of Game Pass now too.
Oh yeah, you can. That's right.
Yeah, they removed it from Game Pass. It was on.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yep. You know, Rocket League giveth and taketh away.
That's what they do.
Yep. It's excellent. I want to work one of those in. It's been a while.
Excellent. Yeah, it's excellent. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah. It was makes me
ecstatic.
Yeah, it was kind of bunny. I used bunny instead of funny.
It's kind of bunny, yeah. Yeah, total.
Shout out to Bunny Bread.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Bunny Bread is?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think I do.
Pull a picture of Bunny Bread. $224,439,013 raised.
It's a lot of money.
There are 2,274,983 Star Citizens. So that's
Star
how many people
Citizens.
It's not that many people playing that game, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot, but they sure are putting into it.
You know what Bunny Bread is? Look, this is Bunny Bread. Look at that. That's what I said, what Bunny Bread. Get it? Yeah, right. One right there. It's like white ass white bread.
Okay. Yeah. I know what it is.
What are you like the Iron Kids? You familiar with that
Me?
One?
What's that?
Wonder Bread?
No, I drink my bread. No. Liquid bread. Beer. It's good for you. Sarah's white wheat is what I...
Yeah, Bunny Bread's in the same vein as like a Wonder Bread.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't drink.
What is going on with you?
Apparently I want a beer.
You're having a stroke right now.
Apparently I'm ready for a beer.
Bread, drink! you eat that fancy shit.
Because I always call beer liquid bread, so that's where it's coming.
Sara Lee money.
Yeah, Sara Lee white wheat.
You just called it Sarah earlier, like you knew her.
I mean, Sarah go back.
Like you call her up, like I went to graduated with Sarah. Yeah. I'm not going to call her by her first, middle, last, whatever that is. I'm not going to call her by that.
We're friends. We've been friends a while.
Mm-hmm. Where do you land on cinnamon raisin?
Nope.
Yeah, me too.
Nope.
Hard pass.
Maybe for one slice of toast every now and then. But other than that, cinnamon raisin can go away.
I've really pivoted hard on raisins. I used to love them as a child.
I don't mind raisins, but they are not my go-to.
I probably haven't had a raisin in 12 years.
Really?
Yeah. It's probably been 12 years since I had a proper raisin.
It hasn't been that long for me, but... It wasn't like yesterday, I can promise you that. Sun-made raisins.
California raisins. Will always be my raisin of choice because...
Because of the cartoon, because of the commercials, yeah, I understand.
Hell yeah. Can I get a... Before we close out, can we get a picture of the California raisins?
Get a picture of the California raisins.
Let's get them pulled up.
Boom.
You get C-A-R, and you're like, California raisin?
Boo-doo-doo.
Yeah,
boom.
I got those toys still.
Boom, boom. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
They look more like brains than I remember.
Yeah, they don't look like raisins. I mean, actually, the live-action ones do. Mm-hmm. You can see how those are a raisin, the ones that are actually in the commercial. But some of them toys do not look like raisins.
They wear sunglasses because their eyes are disturbing. Yeah, look at that. I don't know what that looks like. That looks like something you get cut out of you.
Yeah, that doesn't look like it looks like an appendix.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I like that one. He's up to no good. He's like, what's up, fellas?
What's that smile he's got?
I just took a dump in the public bathroom. That's that look. I just took it like in the only one that the bathroom that's beside the break room at the office. He looked like he just took a shit in there. Kind of smirking about it. Kind of a little smirk. This has been our Easter episode. Hope you enjoyed it and all the bunny talk. All the hot bunny
Since it was Easter, we wanted to make it extra special for you.
Yeah, all the hot listeners. Bunny takes that we had. This is episode 327. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for lending us your ears the day after Easter.
Yes.
The ultra popular Fine Monday, I call it.
Fine. No Monday's ever fine.
Yep. Right on the heels of Good Friday and Easter is Fine Monday.
Nope.
Yep. It's fine. It won't be.
It's not fine.
It'll be fine.
It's not fine.
Here's what I love about holidays. They are just all about gifts.
Yeah, people do like to give presents for like Arbor Day and shit.
Right. Here's your Earth Day gift. Because God forbid you'd be the only kid that didn't get an Earth Day gift.
Right.
I was at Walmart. You know, Walmart has those little kiosks that you can like scan your phone and it gives you a free sample.
Mm-hmm.
Called like Freeosk, which is a terrible name for it. But that's what it's called. That's so shitty and I don't want anybody to think I came up with it. But I was over there and it happened to be at the end of the Easter aisle.
Okay.
And so I was scanning it to get my man wipes, which apparently are like these shower, like these tear off packages that are like a shower in a bag.
Man wipes.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. They're called man wipes, but it's, they're not scented, but you take it and you wipe it all over your sweet bod.
So like, it's like after you work out, you can just wipe yourself.
Yeah. You can grab a man wipe
to jump in the shower.
Uh-huh. Okay. But however, you should still jump in the shower. But they had a free sample of these man wipes, dude wipes. There you go. Sorry.
Dude wipes.
Yeah, I broke brand. So they got these dude wipes, free sample. So I'm over there scanning it to get my free dude wipe. And there are like 6,000 people in the Easter aisle. And they're like, I need this. Oh, they don't have it. Shit, I'll just get this instead.
Huh.
Like, just, I have to spend money.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, like, I'm here for Starburst. They don't have any. I'll get Twizzlers. It's like, well, that's not the same thing at all.
Not even close.
Right. So,
like, at least if you went with chewy sweet tarts from Starburst, I'd be like, eh, okay.
It's all just a weird practice. Holidays are weird now. Dude,
fruity
wipes.
Sugar. That's chewy. I get
those
it.
Are ass wipes, but there's like a shower wipe is what I got. Those are after shit wipes.
Flushable wipes.
Those are after shit wipes. Maybe that $9.99 one right up top there. Is that a...
What I don't second? Even see $9.99.
Oh, that one right there, though.
Every man jack. Speed shower, face and body wipe.
Yeah, I just got a free sample of the shower wipe.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking about getting nasty one day and wiping down with it. See what happens.
Shower to go. That's not even a thing. Don't ever call them that.
Shower to go. You should still shower, everybody. Shower. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Happy Easter.
Hey, pulled up that creepy ass picture.
Yeah, Gerald, you suck.
Good night.